Yes, greetings once again in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I want to welcome you once again to the Daily Inspiration, and here we are at the end of the week. It went by quickly for me. I trust that all things went well for you this week and that you found God faithful once again to bring you through yet another week. And God is faithful, and He is very willing for us to look to Him for our strength. And I want to encourage you today, even as I have been this last week, to keep looking to the Lord Jesus Christ for your strength. I'd like to finish up our little study here and our little examination of the scriptures as pertaining to faith and fear. And I just would like to read a little bit of scripture out of Matthew, and then we'll talk about it. And I want you to keep in mind what we've been talking about is faith in God and fearing the Lord and letting Him sustain us. Matthew chapter 24, I'm going to begin reading in verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. They shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." And you know, people talk about the end of the world. It's often a topic that people are talking about. And no wonder it is. The scriptures tell us about things that are going to take place, that are going to take place before the end of the world comes. These signs will happen shortly before the end. Now, how much time do we have? I don't know. Jesus said that only God the Father knows. The angels in heaven don't even know. Jesus Himself is not even aware of the day or the hour. Only God. And it'll happen when God has determined it to happen. The thing is, we need to be ready. We need to be prepared. There is things happening today that ought to make us think about, you know, things are really winding down here. Just what we read there, I'm sure it has sparked your interest a little bit, that there are things happening today that Jesus was talking about when He was here on this earth. And I just would like to ask you a question based on these scriptures here. Do you think that we ought to be ready today in our lifetime for the end of time to come? Do we need to be prepared? And I think the obvious answer is yes. We need to be ready. We need to be prepared. And, you know, I live in a place where there is a military base. It's an Air Force base. And I'm not one that would believe that Christians need to partake in those kinds of things. But our nation has some defenses set up. And one of their mottos for that Air Force base is that preparedness, readiness, is our business. And I thought that quite interesting. Here is the secular world, and they are putting out a motto that says readiness and being prepared is our business. And I thought, you know, that really should apply to the Christians. That's what you and I ought to be saying also. We need to be prepared. That's our business, to be ready for our Lord to come for the end of this world, we need to be ready. And you know, I think that readiness is a very, very interesting and important part of every Christian's life. We need to be watching and praying. I'm going to read a little more. I'm going to skip a little bit here. And I'd like to read from the same chapter in Matthew 24. And I'm going to go to verse 15. And we'll just read a few verses here. There's much more. I'd like you to go back and just read it. But I'm going to just pick out a few verses here. We'll continue where I left off here, but then we're going to skip around a little bit. But Matthew 15, when you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe to them which are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor shall ever be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. And I want to just look at that for just briefly here. Jesus is talking about a tribulation that is coming that this world has never seen, nor shall ever see again. It is going to be a great tribulation. And when I say great, I mean of a great magnitude. It's going to be horrific. It's going to be awful. There is a tremendous tribulation that's coming, and we need to be ready. And I want to just reflect again now, knowing that this is going to happen. These are the words of Jesus Christ. Knowing that this is coming, how do you want to be ready for it? Do you want to be halfway ready, most of the way ready, just partway ready? Or do you want to be all the way ready? And again, these questions have very simple answers. Yes, I want to be all the way ready. And I want to just quote that quote again. Fear looks at God through circumstances. Faith looks at the circumstances through God. And based on these scriptures, I think this, like I said, the magnitude of this tribulation is going to be tremendous. And I believe that for you and I, we need to be able to look at these circumstances through God. Because if we don't, I don't think we'll have any possibility of coming through with faith and making it to the end. We need to be prepared. We need to be ready. And we need to be able to look at circumstances through God, because if we look at these circumstances and then we see God through those circumstances, we're going to fall. We're going to fall short. We're going to be afraid. There's some things, like I said, I'd like you to go back through and read Matthew 24. When you have time, look at those scriptures and see. And I want you to know and understand that these are real people going through real tribulation. Could be me and you. I don't know. But without being able to see God and see those circumstances through God, I don't see how we'd have any chance of making it through. We are flesh. We're weak. And we need the strength of God to help us to get through times such as these that we're reading about. And I believe God wants to make us ready. He wants to prepare us. And He wants us to be able to see these tremendous circumstances. He wants us to be able to see them through Him, knowing that we have the victory in Him, in Christ Jesus. We won't be able to stand alone. We need the help of God Himself. And with that, I'd like to leave you this morning, this day, that the that you're dialing in to listen. I'd like to leave you with that thought that, are you ready? Are you prepared? Are you looking at the circumstances through God so that you can be an overcomer and one that will be able to stand strong in the end times? Now, I'm not saying that the end times are going to happen in our lifetime. They probably will. I don't know that for sure. But I know this. There are things happening today that this world has never seen. There are things mounting in our world that are all pointing to a very bad tribulation coming in this nation. And people are going to hate us for preaching the gospel of Christ. We need to be ready. We need to be able to look at these circumstances through God Almighty. He's the only one that can bring us through. So be encouraged with that, my friend. And I just pray for you. You pray for me that we would be a people that are prepared and ready for hard, difficult times, but looking to God, our Savior, to be our strength. God bless you as you ponder these things.